Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Retirement Planning Guidebook, Navigating the Important Decisions for Retirement Success by Wade Fowe, is a practical decision framework for people approaching or living in retirement who want more than generic rules of thumb. Known for translating retirement income research into planning action, Fowe organizes the retirement journey around the big choices that most determine outcomes: when to retire, how to invest, how to draw income, how to manage taxes and health costs, and how to protect the household from shocks. Rather than pushing a single product or one-size-fits-all withdrawal rate, the book emphasizes trade-offs and sequencing, helping readers understand why a good plan balances flexibility with protection. It speaks to do-it-yourself retirees and financial professionals alike, offering a structured way to evaluate options such as Social Security timing, annuities, spending policies, and risk management tools. The result is a guidebook aimed at building confidence through clearer decisions, better priorities, and plans that can adapt as life and markets change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, clarifying goals, constraints, and the retirement paycheck problem, a central theme is that retirement planning is not mainly about beating the market, but about converting savings into a sustainable lifestyle while protecting the ability to adjust when reality differs from assumptions. The book frames retirement as a series of decisions under uncertainty. Longevity is unknown, markets are unpredictable, inflation erodes purchasing power, and spending needs can change with health and family priorities. Fowe encourages readers to start with goals and constraints before tactics. That includes defining essential versus discretionary spending, identifying legacy motives, and acknowledging behavioral comfort with volatility and complexity. By separating needs from wants, readers can map which expenses must be covered by reliable income sources and which can remain flexible. The guidebook approach also highlights that timing matters, because early retirement shocks can have outsized effects on long-term sustainability. This framing sets up later choices about withdrawal rules, guaranteed income, and risk pooling. Readers come away with a planning mindset that treats retirement income as a personal paycheck system, built from multiple sources and designed to support a desired lifestyle, not a single portfolio number. Secondly, building a retirement income strategy, withdrawals, floor and upside, and flexibility. The book explores how to create income from a portfolio without relying blindly on a single withdrawal rate. A key idea is matching the income approach to the household's priorities and risk tolerance. Fowe is known for discussing retirement income styles, such as total return investing with systematic withdrawals, time segmentation approaches, and strategies that incorporate guaranteed income. The guidebook emphasizes trade-offs. Higher spending today can increase the risk of later cuts, while overly conservative spending may reduce quality of life. Readers are guided to consider flexibility as a strength, using dynamic spending rules that respond to market performance rather than forcing a rigid inflation. Adjusted draw in all conditions. At the same time, the book highlights the appeal of a secure income floor for essential expenses, which can reduce anxiety and help a retiree take appropriate risk with remaining assets. This topic connects product decisions to planning logic, showing when guaranteed income solutions may help and when liquidity and optionality matter more. The goal is an income plan that is understandable, monitorable, and adjustable over time. Thirdly, managing retirement risks, longevity, sequence risk, inflation, and health shocks, Fowe focuses on the distinct risks that define retirement, especially those that are harder to manage with simple accumulation-era investing. Longevity risk is highlighted as a planning anchor. The possibility of living much longer than expected can turn a reasonable plan into an underfunded one if spending is not aligned with realistic horizons. Sequence of returns risk, the danger of poor market performance early in retirement, is treated as a crucial driver of outcomes and a reason to pair investment strategy with spending policy. Inflation is addressed as a stealth risk that can undermine fixed income streams and require a plan for rising costs over decades. The guidebook also emphasizes healthcare and long-term care as high-impact uncertainties, encouraging readers to evaluate insurance options, savings buffers, and contingency plans. Importantly, the book treats risk management as a combination of tools, diversification, spending flexibility, protected income, and insurance, rather than a single solution. By categorizing risks and matching them with mitigation levers, readers can build resilience and avoid the common mistake of focusing on market returns while ignoring the risks most likely to disrupt retirement stability. Fourthly, Social Security and pensions, claiming decisions and integrating guaranteed income, the guidebook treats Social Security as a foundational retirement asset and explains why claiming strategy can function like longevity insurance. Rather than viewing the benefit as a simple monthly payment, readers are encouraged to evaluate trade-offs around timing, survivor considerations for couples, and coordination with other income sources. Delaying benefits can raise lifetime income and provide stronger protection against outliving assets, but it may require bridging income from savings in the early years. The book helps readers think through that bridge, including the interaction with portfolio withdrawals and tax planning. For households with pensions, the decision framework extends to choices such as lump sum versus annuity and how pension income affects the need for additional guaranteed income. Integrating these income streams into a broader plan is a recurring emphasis because they can reduce the required withdrawal burden on investment assets and improve resilience in poor markets. This topic reinforces the idea that retirement success often hinges less on complex investment tactics and more on optimizing a few big levers, with Social Security timing being one of the most powerful. Lastly, tax and account coordination, turning assets into after-tax spending power, Fowle highlights that retirement planning is ultimately about after-tax income and spending, not pre-tax balances. The guidebook encourages readers to consider how withdrawals from taxable, tax-deferred, and Roth accounts affect their tax bracket, Medicare-related costs, and the longevity of the plan. Coordinating account withdrawals can help smooth taxes across retirement and reduce surprises from required distributions later. The discussion connects tax choices to other decisions, such as when to claim Social Security and how to fund early retirement years, because these moves can meaningfully change lifetime tax outcomes. The book also underscores that tax strategy is not only about minimizing this year's bill, but about managing the long arc of retirement, including widow or widower tax bracket changes and the implications for heirs. Readers are guided toward a holistic view where investment location, withdrawal sequencing, and potential conversions work together with spending needs and risk tolerance. By focusing on taxes as an integrated planning dimension, the guidebook helps retirees convert savings into dependable, efficient purchasing power, which is the practical measure of retirement success. In conclusion, this book is best for pre-retirees within roughly 10 years of retirement, new retirees building their first true income plan, and advisors who want a research-grounded structure for client conversations. Readers who feel overwhelmed by competing advice will benefit because the guidebook organizes retirement around the decisions that matter most and explains the trade-offs in plain, actionable terms. It can improve a reader's life by reducing uncertainty and anxiety, separating essential from discretionary spending, integrating Social Security and pensions into a coherent paycheck plan, and matching risk management tools to real-world threats like inflation, market downturns, and health costs. The emphasis on flexibility also supports better day-to-day confidence because it normalizes adjustment rather than promising a fragile, perfect forecast. Compared with similar retirement books that lean heavily on a single withdrawal rule, a narrow investment philosophy, or product advocacy, Fowle's approach is worth buying for its balanced, decision-first framework. It helps readers build a plan that is both defensible and adaptable, grounded in widely discussed retirement income research, and designed to fit different values, budgets, and comfort levels. If you would like to support Wade Fowle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.